WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little more calm and control. Ever feel like you're just riding the waves of emotions, getting tossed around by whatever comes your way? You know that feeling when stress hits and your whole day goes south? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a way to surf those waves instead of being swept away. Today we're diving deep into building resilience through emotional intelligence, basically learning how to understand and manage your emotions so they don't manage you. Sounds like a superpower, right? Now, resilience isn't about being some emotionless robot. It's about having the strength and flexibility to bounce back from challenges, adapt to change, and keep moving forward even when things get tough. And that's where emotional intelligence comes in. Think of it as you're in a GPS helping you navigate the emotional landscape with more awareness and control. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your resilience muscle. First up, self-awareness. This is all about getting to know yourself better. What triggers your stress? What makes you happy? Recognizing these patterns helps you understand your emotional responses and avoid those knee-jerk reactions that often lead to bigger problems. Ever get so caught up in a heated argument that you say something you regret later? Self-awareness can help you pause, take a breath, and respond instead of reacting impulsively. Next, self-regulation. This is where the magic happens, learning to manage your emotions effectively. It's not about suppressing them, but rather finding healthy outlets for your feelings. Exercise, meditation, journaling, these are all great ways to channel your energy and keep things in check. Remember that time you were so stressed about a deadline that you pulled an all-nighter? The self-regulation, you could have found healthier ways to cope, like taking short breaks or talking to a friend for support. Now, let's talk about social awareness. This is about understanding the emotions of others, reading their body language, listening actively, and showing empathy. Ever been in a conversation where someone was clearly upset but they wouldn't say why? Being socially aware can help you pick up on those subtle cues and offer support when it's needed. Relationship management is key here, building strong connections with people who lift you up and support your growth. Think of the amazing friends who always have your back, or mentors who guide you through tough times. Cultivating these relationships can be a powerful source of resilience, reminding us that we're not alone in this journey. And finally, motivation. This is about staying focused on your goals and finding the inner drive to keep pushing forward even when things get challenging. Ever had a dream that seemed impossible? Motivation helps you break down those big goals into smaller, manageable steps and celebrate each victory along the way. Think of it like training for a marathon, one step at a time. You'll reach your destination. Let me tell you a story about this in action. Imagine Sarah, a young entrepreneur who started her own business right before the pandemic hit. Things were tough. Her customers were struggling and she was facing constant uncertainty. It's easy to see how she might have felt overwhelmed and defeated. But Sarah had built up her emotional intelligence over time. She practiced self-awareness, recognizing her anxiety and stress triggers. She used self-regulation techniques like meditation and journaling to manage her emotions. She reached out to her network for support and advice. And she remained motivated by her passion for her business and the vision she had for its future. She wasn't just surviving, she was thriving. She adapted her business model, found new ways to connect with her customers, and ultimately emerged stronger than ever. That's the power of emotional intelligence. It gives you the tools to not only weather the storm, but to come out on the other side even more resilient. So, what are you waiting for? Start building your resilience muscle today. Take a moment to reflect on your own emotional landscape. Identify your triggers, your coping mechanisms, and your support system. And remember, this isn't a race, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep pushing forward. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and never stop learning. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.